I'll fill up sample P as the discharge in care. Today's date is 5/30/2022. Dictation is for Dane Clark. Clark spells C-L-A-R-K. Dane spells D-A-N-E. Date of birth is 01/11/1967. A 55-year-old gentleman here for a follow-up period. Patient stated he has had a biopsy in his lower abdomen, which became infected and started antibiotics. And is here because we would like to make sure that the infection is getting better. He's also requesting a consultation to a neurologist because he thinks he has ALS, period. Next paragraph, review systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative. Period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, he's alert, oriented, obese gentleman. In no acute distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air, blood pressure is 145/88. Pulse 82, respiration 18, temperature 98.0, period. Next paragraph. Biopsy site in his lower abdomen. Decreasing erythema. Open parentheses on his visit on 05/28/2022. I have marked the area of redness with a skin marker, and the redness has not extend beyond the mark, period. There is no induration, there is no fluctuance, no tenderness to palpation. Biopsy site is healing well, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one, status post biopsy, skin biopsy. Number two, cellulitis improving. It was advised to continue antibiotics and topical cream. And patient was also given a consult to neurology for his concerns about ALS. I do not see any symptoms that will that is consistent with ALS. However, patient insisted that his ongoing postnasal drip is related to ALS, period. He was reassured. However, he was still advised to speak to a specialist who will further reassure him. End of dictation.